So right now I'm not a mechuyav b'davar midaraisa, so I'm only mechuyav b'davar midrabanan, so I could still be motzi achirim yedei chavasan. But a woman is not bechal arvus, so you can't apply the arvus. You can't apply the arvus. So, what does the Rosh mean by that? He says isha ena bechal ha'arvus, and therefore she can't be motzi anybody who's chayiv on a daraisa level. So the way the Dagum Ravava seems to have understood the Rosh is that women were just not included in arvus. And it's true that someone whose entire chiv and birchas hamazon is only derabanan through the vehicle of arvus can be motzi people or chayiv midaraisa, but women are just not included in arvus. The arvus was only made for the men. The number that we identify of the 600,000 and change is how many men there were in Klal Yisrael, not how many women there are in Klal Yisrael.
You mean the Indian of arvus doesn't apply to women,
it sounds okay, that's a further question, right? That's a further question, but it sounds at the very least for women to men we're not going to say arvus at all, even in mitzvahs that women are chayiv in at all. So that's the way the Dagum Ravava seems to understand. Based on that, he has a big kasha that we're about to discuss in a moment. Now, what happens to be, if you look in the stipler in the Kilas Yaakov and Avodah Zarah and Siman Dalit, the stipler writes that the Dagum Ravava's assumption that women are not included in arvus at all is very much supported by that sugya in Sota that we mentioned before. Because the Gemara over there says, "Ein l'cha kol mitzvah mitzvah shiksuv b'Torah that shalom nichrusa aleha memches brisos al shalosh sheish meos alef v'chule v'chule," meaning that the Gemara, right, gives a counting of the men. So says the stipler, "V'i salkadaitach gam nashim b'chlal arvus im kein havia mispar kafel." It should be twice as many people. V'tzarach even. And he says, "Kumadumali shemati rayazu michacham echad v'rishamti lizikar." And he says, "I don't think it was my idea. I heard this from somebody, and I just marked it down as something to remember." And then he writes, "Veshuv hi arni bini shlita," says the stipler. Then my son made a ha'ara. So who's his son? Chaim Kanievsky, right? So he says, "Veshuv hi arni bini shlita l'divrei Rashi zal nida daf yud gimel amid beis dibra maskel kisapachas." Uludivra Tosos Sham, Dibra Maskul Kushin, Uludivra Tosos, Ein Mikan Raya, Li Inyanashim, Vikitsarti. And if you look up the Tosos that my son, Reb Chaim, refers to, in Nida Yud Gimel Beis, you'll see that this Raya is not a Raya. One second, let me just say what the Raya. You'll see that this Raya is not a Raya. What Raya is he talking about? What was Reb Chaim saying? I imagine the conversation between Reb Chaim and the stipler, you know, when they were, he said, you know, the stipler would say his Raya, and Reb Chaim would say, Taisus need to give them base instead of say taka. You know, they probably didn't have to spell things out. So the stipler says, "Kitzarti, I didn't say anything." So what exactly happens over there? What does the Gemara say? So it's a famous line. Gemara appears in Maseches Kiddushin, appears in other places in Shas. The Gemara tells us that Kashim Gerim LiYisrael Kisapachas, that Gerim are as difficult for the Jewish people, as challenging for the Jewish people. Kisapachas, they are like a sapachas, like a neged saras. They're really problematic for the Jewish people. So what does it mean that they're really problematic for the Jewish people? So it's a machlokas rishonim what that means. Some rishonim say because the Gemara, the Tosfos quotes a Bala Tosfos who was a ger himself, who said it's because the Gerim are so much more medaktik in mitzvos than native Jews that it makes all the native Jews look bad, and even these people that have no Jewish background are so medaktik in mitzvos, so it's kashim kisapachas because by comparison everyone else looks bad. Most of the other mefarshim say in the reverse, right, that the Gerim don't very often, they're chuzil l'suram, they go back to their old ways, or they're not so medaktik in mitzvos, or they don't, because they don't know, or something like that. So what happens over there, if you look in the Rashi writes on kashim gerim l'sol kisapachas, he quotes those who say that it's because there's arvus, and we're responsible for gerim, and they're not so careful in mitzvahs, so we're going to suffer the consequences of their inability to fulfill mitzvahs properly. And then Rashi writes, no, lo nisarvu b'shvil ha-gerim. There's arvus in Klal Yisrael, but there's no arvus for gerim, because the Gemara in Sotah says, "Nimtza l'kol echad miYisrael sheish v'yosel v'shlosh v'alafim v'tafkuf l'mbrisos shekulim asarvu zebazan." Sounds like there's no arvus for gerim. It's only arvus for the native Jews, says Rashi. So Rashi's mechadesh that there's no arvus for gerim, But through that, he says he doesn't like that pshat of Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas. But if you look at Tosus over there, Tosus says there were plenty of Gerim in that generation. The Erev Rav, according to Chazal, was Kiflayim Kiyotze Mitzrayim, that there were twice as many Erev Rav as there were native Jews. So there were plenty of Gerim. And yet, we don't know their exact numbers, so that's why we just use the number in Maseches Sot of 600,000. Because we don't know how many there were. But 600,000 just became our way of saying everybody. Right? It became our way of referring to Klal Yisrael. But you can't be medayek in the number 600,000. Why didn't say 1.2 million? Because the women are also... Nah. 600,000 just became the number that we use that indicates everybody. So that's what Reb Chaim is referring to. Don't bring me a raya from the Gemara and Saita, because the Gemara and Saita says a number, and that number does not include women, because after all, the Taisus Maseches Nida very clearly says that the number is... On Yud Gimel Beis, very clearly says that the number is not relevant anyway. Okay, now, question.
I mean, Tosfos kind of answered it, but I was just going to say, like, ask on the stipler, that only refers to a specific age of men.
20
like,
to 60, eight, right. Yeah, the distinct impression you get is that whenever we stam want to talk about Klal Yisrael, we use the number 600,000, right? The Gemara says that Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. And they knew that there aren't 600,000 letters, and so it's not even close. It's not even anywhere near 600,000. Okay, so Achronim start figuring out if you count the spaces between the letters as letters, is that also... You're not going to get to exactly 600,000. What they're trying to indicate is that every yid has a chelek in Torah. Right? That's what the Zohar writes. Yisrael is Rashi Tevis, Yeshishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. It means every Jew has a chelek in Torah.
I feel like if it said 600,000, that would make sense, but what's the extra 3,000?
That was the number. That's the census that they had. That appears in Chumash. When you add up all the Shvatim.
Then it sounds like a little more like specific.
Yeah, you're looking at me, but...
Where does the devil Ravala get that women are not included in Klal Yisrael or Klal Yisrael? Where do we see that anywhere?
The Rush. The Rush said it. Right? The Rush said, I don't understand... Why, if women are only chayv midraban, can they not be motzi men in berachas hamazon? After all, a guy who eats a kazayis could be motzi a man. So the Rosh says, Elamai, women are not included in arvos. Since the only mechanism through which someone who's mechuyavan midraban could be motzi a daraisa is arvos, and women can't, it's muchrach that women are not included in arvos. That's the Rosh. So Dagon Ravava understands that Rosh to mean that they're never included in any arvos. We're going to see there are alternate ways to understand what the Rosh is saying, right? But that's the way Dagon Ravava understood. So Dagon Ravava, based on that, raises the following question. He says he doesn't understand, and he uses a very strong lashon, Heich Matzinu Yadenu V'Ragleinu. He says, how are we ever going to allow for Jewish households to run the way that Jewish households run? Meaning, very often what happens is, the husband goes to shul, he davens Maariv, he says all the words of Maariv, and then he comes home and he says Kiddush for his wife, and his wife hasn't davened Maariv yet. Now women are chayv in Kiddush Mida Oraisa. Women are chayv in Kiddush Mida Oraisa. How do I know that? Zachar v'Shamar. It's a hekesh. It says Asar Zibros twice in the Torah, right? In Parshas Yisro, Parshas Veschanan, Parshas Yisro, Zachar Yom Shabbos Kachol, Parshas Veschanan, Shomer Yom Shabbos Kachol. So we dash in Kol Sheyesh b'Shomer Yesh b'Zachar. Anyone who's chayiv in the Los Haseis of Shabbos is chayiv in the Haseis of Shabbos as well as chayiv in Kiddush. And women certainly are chayiv in the Los Haseis of Shabbos. They're chayiv in Hishva Kasev Ish LeKol Onshin Shabbat Torah. Women and men are chayiv equally in every Los Haseis in the Torah. Almost every Los Haseis in the Torah. So therefore, women are chayv in Kiddush on a Daraisa level. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on a Daraisa level? So the Rambam writes, a person is supposed to say, Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush of Shabbos. That you say something nice about Shabbos, and then you mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. Nothing about a kos, nothing about wine, nothing about drinking from wine, nothing about Kiddush Makom Suda. Say something nice about Shabbos. And in fact, Rabbi Kiv Eger goes so far as to say in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch that if you say Shabbat Tova, that's already a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush. I think people misunderstand that, Rabbi Kiv Eger. I think people always say, Rabbi Kiv Eger says if you say good Shabbos, you have to say Kiddush. I don't think that's what he means. I think he's working off of the Ramban. The Ramban says you have to say Divrei Shevach of Shabbos, which means you have to say something nice about Shabbos. I think what he means to say is that you say Shabbos is good. You know, that meaning you're saying that not good, not like have a good day on the day that happens to be Shabbos, but about Shabbos, that Shabbos is good, then you're Yotze Kiddush on a Daraisa level. Unless you want to argue that, you know, you never go over to somebody and say, good Sunday, you know, like you don't do that, right? Why would you say good Shabbos? Because you're acknowledging that it's more important to have a good Shabbos than to have a good Wednesday, right? So so maybe that's why it's considered Divrei Shavuot. But whatever it is, Rebbe Kivyegu says, Divrei Shavuot Shabbos, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah in the Dorei Shavuot. Rebbe
Sablovsky says you also need to say Zeich and Metzias Mitzrayim.
Oh, yeah. we'll get there.
And Shabbos Kodesh.
Okay, we'll get there. So this is the dogma. So one second. So back up a second. Whatever Rabbi Sablovsky says, this is what Rabbi Kivyegu says, right? So we'll get to the other, right? Rabbi Kivyegu is explicit. Shabbat Tov Yotzei the Kiddush on Dorei Shavuot. So if that's true, or the Rambam, right? The Rambam says Divrei Shavach and Kiddush of Shabbos. It's all you need to do be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So if that's true, when a husband, when a man davens in shul, he's Yotzei Kiddush on the Dorais level, because he says nice things about Shabbos and the Tefillah when he davens in shul. So he's already been Yotzei Kiddush on the Dorais level. Elamai, the Rabbanan, we're Misakin. You also need to do Kiddush Makam Suda and Kiddush Alakos, and you say a whole Nusach, right? So we have a whole proper way to say Kiddush. All of that is the Rabbanan. So you're going to come home from shul, you were already Yotzei Kiddush on the Dorais level, you're only Chayiv, mid Rabbanan. Your wife hasn't davened, wife, mother, sister, whatever, hasn't davened Mariv. She is still chayiv mida uraisa in Kiddush. How could you be motzi her? How could a drabban be motzi daraisa? So the obvious answer is, how could a drabban be motzi daraisa? Arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zev Zeh. Oh, but says the Dogma Vava, according to the Rosh, who's not included in Arvus? Nashim, women are not included in Arvus. So how could you be Eich Matsiri Yadein of Ragleinu? How can we function? Every husband comes home from shul and says Kiddush for his wife. It would turn out she should say Kiddush for herself, because you can't be Motzi her, because you're only Chayv Midrabanan, and you need Arvus in order to be Motzi someone who's Chayv Midaraisa, and women are not included in Arvus. Says the Dagom Ravava, unless you tell me that what the Rush means is that women are not Orev Ba'ad Anashim, but Anashim are Orev Ba'ad Nashim. He says it could be that when we say, when the Rush says women are not included in Arvus, the Rush was talking about a Gemara that said what? What did the Gemara say? What forced the Rush into saying women are not included in Arvus? Because what did the Gemara say women can't do? Bimotzi a man in Birch Samazim when she only ate, or whatever. Bimotzi a man in Birch Samazim, she's only Chayiv Midrabanan. So maybe what the Rosh is saying is that she is not Arei for a man, but a man might still be Arei for her, and then we solve the problem with Kiddush. That's what Dogma Vava says, but he says, I don't know. What the Rosh just says, she's not included in Arvus. Maybe it's a two-way street. Maybe she's not included in Arvus in either direction. That he's not, just like she's not responsible for him, why should he be responsible for her if she's not responsible for him? Where's the fairness in that? So maybe there's no Arvus at all for women.
It doesn't have to be fair, by definition.
Not every woman is part of every man.
Like,
meaning you want to say that Ishto Kigufo or something like that. Okay, we could explain why that would not apply. I think it would not apply. But that would only be for Ishto. What about everybody else? What about his daughters? What about other people that are at the table? I remember once, I used to be, right before I got married, I was a teen youth director in a shul in Manhattan. In the Upper West Side. I was a student in yeshiva in YU, and I only had to come like every other Shabbos or something. I didn't have to be there every Shabbos. But they would put us at different people's houses for meals. You know, we had three of us that split the job, so someone was there every Shabbos. Two guys, one girl, whatever, it was strange. but the girl is my wife, so when they put us at a place, at different places to eat, so it's Labor Day in the Upper West Side, you know, you get interesting people. So I remember one Friday night, they said, would you like to recite your own Kiddush? So I said, no, I'll be answered with you. So the woman of the house said, would you change your mind if I told you that I'm the one that's reciting Kiddush? So I said, maybe. The truth is, shouldn't really, right? Because she's chayv d'oraisa in Kiddush Adraba. According to Dagum Rabba, it's a nice chumrah that she's the one that's chayv d'oraisa. She went to shul and davened, so probably she's not chayv d'oraisa. But I'm saying, like, if she hadn't davened, she'd be chayv d'oraisa in Kiddush. So anyway, so that's the Dagum Rabba's kasha.
Is it notable that the Rosh Hashanah is like klal arvos? He seems to be talking on a much broader scale than just the woman's being motzi. It's like you're just not in the parsha of arvos overall.
Okay, that's the way. But he's addressing a specific case. So it could be that he uses that lashon, but really only to address this case. Okay, yeah. I think there's another deal to make in the rush, but not yet.
Can it be like 5 year abundant because they did lashon snares?
They didn't say, you have to say words of Kiddush. What did they say? They daven when they, oh, because they said the bracha, Shekh Shazalad and Nehash Shabbos. I don't think so. I don't know if that's to be Kiddush of Shabbos. Meaning, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think the bracha, the Birch HaMitzvah, and the Birch HaSener is enough to be Shevach of Shabbos. So, what are the possible answers to this question? So, there are a number of possible answers that are suggested. I will give three answers, then we'll give the real answer. I mean, let me aside for the real answer. One of the answers that is offered is that, and Michas Chinuch goes through most of these, if not all of them, is that it could be that when I daven Ma'ariv in Shul, I'm in fact not Yotze Kiddush on the Daraisa level. Why? Because it's true. Shabbat HaTovah, you're Yotze Kiddush. But it could be that once the Rabbanim were Mesakein, that the right way to do Kiddush, the correct way to do Kiddush, is Kiddush Alakos and B'makam Suda, and I have a whole Nusach. It could be the Rabbanim weren't just Mesakein that I have to do Kiddush in that way, but they're also Mesakein that I'm not even Yotze Mechiv Doraisa if I don't do it that way. That even on a Doraisa level, I'm not Yotze Mechiv Doraisa if I don't do it exactly the way the Rabbanim want me to do it. Where would you get such a crazy idea that the Rabbanim, it's one thing to say that it's not Bal Tosef for the Rabbanim to add details into a mitzvah, but to say that I'm not even Yotze Mechiv on a Doraisa level, where would you get such a crazy idea? So the crazy idea comes from Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, tells us about the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, about the Rosh of Ruba B'Sukkos of Shulchan B'Sol Chabayis. Let's say I'm sitting in the Sukkah, but the table that I'm eating off of is B'Sol Chabayis. So the Rabban made a gezeira that I'm not Yotze because Shammai Yimashech Achar Shulchan. So the Gemara has a lashon over there that Im Kein Asisa. That if that's the way you will always fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You've never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So Frektosos and the Ran, I don't understand. On a Doraisa level, you absolutely are yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah if you're sitting in the sukkah and the shulchan is b'sol chabayis. It's a gzeira midrabanan shema yamashay chachar shulchano. You might end up where your table is, but that's a gzeira midrabanan. How can you say lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? So the Ran says the pashup shot. Doesn't mean it. He means you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah the way the Rabbanan would like you to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. But of course you don't say midaraisa. It means you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah min hamuvchar. But says Tosfos, no, the Rabbanan have the right to tell you that if you don't do the mitzvah the way we would like you to do the mitzvah, you lose the kiyum daraisa. That's how powerful the Rabbanan are. That they can take away, they can remove a kiyum daraisa of a mitzvah once they tell you to do a mitzvah in a particular way. The Rabbeinu Yonah Bracha seems to say something similar. If you hold that the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Belayla is Chatzos, Rabbeinu Yonah says, then saying it after Chatzos, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, Bechlam. Aye, but Chatzos is only a harchaka, lest you come too late, you miss. You know, if you push it off that long, you might miss it entirely. It's only a dindrabanan. Yeah, they take away your kiyum entirely. You contrast that with Shita Saran, right? The Ran says not that way. So maybe the same thing, maybe you can say the same thing when it comes to Kiddush. That, yeah, you did the mitzvah of Kiddush, but not the way the Rabbanan told you to do it. So when the Rambam and Rabbi Kivager describe what it takes to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, they're saying, strictly speaking, on a Daraisa level, that's what it takes to be Yotzei the mitzvah. But, in fact, once the Rabbanan were Mesakein do Kiddush Alakos, and you have an opportunity to do Kiddush Alakos. So to do it anything short of Kiddush Alakos is not going to be even a Kiyum Daraisa. Probably, if you don't have an opportunity to do Kiddush Alakos, you don't have a kos, you don't have a meal, you don't have a... So probably you should do Kiddush on a Daraisa level in such a case.
And what is the point of doing in Shul then?
We're not talking about the Kiddush in Shul. We're talking about Maariv. You're davening Marav, and in Marav is Divrei Kiddush of Shabbos. Kiddush and Shul is a minhag from the Gaon and whatever.
Why do we do the Kiddush aspects in Marav if we're not?
Because
we're not
in the Tefillah of Shabbos, you mentioned Shabbos. That's what for the Tefillah.
It happens to be Kiddush also.
Because Kiddush is so broad, it's anything nice about Shabbos. Yeah. So the Tefillah of Shabbos is going to have nice things about Shabbos. It's natural that it would have nice things about Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shulchan Shlomo says this is not a correct answer. He says there's no way that the Rabbanim would take away your Kiyum Daraisa when you daven Marav. He says, because what does it mean? Why would the Rabbanim, in the case of Sukkah, let's say you're sitting in the Sukkah, you're Shulchan Shlomo, why would they rob you of your Kiyum Daraisa in such a case? Why would they take away the Kiyum Daraisa? Or even in the case of Rabbi Yonah has in Brachos, where you didn't say Kriya Shema in the right time. Why are they taking away that Kiyum Daraisa? He said Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Why would they take away that Kiyum Daraisa? Because they're nervous that if you do the mitzvah this way, you're doing something wrong. Or you're going to come to do something very wrong. I mean, you're going to come to violate something. You're going to come to miss the mitzvah entirely. They're nervous. Shami yimashech achar shulchanot. They're nervous. You're going to miss Kriya Shema. So you're doing something wrong by disobeying the Rabbanan and saying your Kriya Shema after Chatzos, or by disobeying the Rabbanan and sitting in the sukkah when the shulchan's b'soch habayis. It's disobeying the Rabbanan. That's when they take away your kiyum. But if you daven Mariv, which I guess is what Shlomo is saying, if you daven Mariv, did you disobey anybody? You're a mitzvah boy. You went to shul, you daven Mariv, you know, you got a lollipop from the rabbi, you did everything right. You did everything right. Elamai, you're also supposed to say Kiddush, and you will! You want to say Kiddush! You're going to say Kiddush! That's the whole point. You're going to say Kiddush for your own family afterwards. You didn't do anything wrong, you did everything right. So says Rosh Hashanah, in such a case, even Tosos would not say, Tosos and Sukkah would not say that you lose your Kiyum Daraisa. Rav Asher Weiss has a very similar approach in Nuchas Asher on Pesachim and Simen Samech Tes. Question is how this applies to Shofar. We'll save that for the beginning of the fourth merit. The Kavod Kashyasa, applies this to Shofar. Kavod Kashyasa I quoted earlier this summer. Right, that's the one that the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Chalkas Yoam, it's interesting. I think it was Marcus that said last night that the Kazhik Lover was the greatest Talmud the Avnei Nezer ever had. I don't know if the Chalkas Yoam might have something to say about that. Right, it's there were a couple of very chashuv Talmud in the Avnei Nezer. So in the cover of the Kashas is the book where he has 103 questions. So one of his questions is about this. But we'll get to that at some other time. Anyway, that's one way to possibly answer the question. Any questions on that before we move on?
Also, why meaning
the Rabbanan are telling you how to best do the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not canceling it out. They're saying, don't do it in a subpar way. Do it with all the bells and whistles, with the kos, with yayin, with makam suda. So they're enhancing the mitzvah d'oraisa.
So, I mean, with regard to the Kriya Shema, if I say, according to this, I say after chatzos, which is not the kind of mitzvah at all.
According to Rabbi Yonah, it's Rabbi Yonah.
The Mishnah Brachos is that Rabbi Meir comes to explain the Rabbanan and say that really everything would mean until Amar Shachar, and you say that in order to not.
Right, so to look at Rabbi Yonah in that Mishnah, and you see that's how he understands the Mishnah. Right. What?
That there's two different opinions?
Meaning, according to the Sheet of the Chabad, it's only until, what is it, Chabad is only until Chatos, or Rabbi Meir's
Amar Shachar.
Right, when Mil Zad Menashach, because according to the Chabad, it's only at Chatzos, really it's Midaraisa, you hold the Zad Menashach, because Zman Shchiva means Kol Zman that you're Shochev, it doesn't mean at the time that you're going to sleep, it's Kol Zman that you are asleep. So really it's all night long, but the Rabbanan came along and said only till Chatzos. And how serious were the Rabbanan about that? That if you say it after Chatzos, now you're Yosef Mitzvah. Right, that's from the Maisa, they're going to really prove it. The second potential answer that people give is what Rabbi Sabalovsky said, and the Gemara in the 10th parak of Pesachim, that, right, you said Rabbi Sabalovsky said, right, that there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says in Pesachim, what, Kuf Yud Gimel, I think, something like that, I remember? I whatever, the Gemara says that you need to be masking Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So, you're not Yotzi, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, when you daven in Shul, because you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. when you daven in shul. And Milchus Chinuch suggests this answer as well. However, not everyone agrees to that. It could be, Rav Sachs points out in the Sefer Chemdas Yamin, Rav Yonatan Sachs, Rav Shiva of Lander College for Men, points out in the Sefer Chemdas Yamin, Simon Chav Dalit, Rav Sachs used to come to camp and give a shiur and just like give out sorry. Everybody. I'm sure he does the yeshivas, right? He's written a lot of svarim. Rabbi Sachs once told me that that years ago, and when this Rabbi Sachs told this to me at a point where he had only written, I think to that date, he had only written like 12 svarim. And Rav Asher Weiss at that point had written about 25 svarim. So he said that years ago, he and Rav Asher Weiss gave each other brachos that they should be zocha to write many svarim. So he said, you know what I conclude? My bracha is much more powerful than Rav Asher Weiss's bracha. So anyways, I think now he's caught up anyway. So he keeps coming out with these svarim on Chumash. Every two parshios, he's got a gigantic sefer in every two parshios. So he writes in Chemdas Yamin and Simcha Avdalid that based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes that the details and the structure of Tefillah are daraisa, whereas the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuvav Sivkat and Beis says that the Rambam holds you yotze with anything really. Right? You don't need all the details in the structure are not daraisa. So it must be that the Rambam is discussing the lechatchila midaraisa, meaning that there's a best way to do the daraisa, and then there's still being yotze midaraisa, that you can have such a thing as a lechatchila on a daraisa level. So it could be that when the Gemara says you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, it means l'chadchila, you should say Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. But you yotze Kiddush even without Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's almost mukhrach that way, because otherwise what's Rabbi Akiva Eger talking about? What's the Magen Avraham talking about? What's the Rambam talking about? They all say, you just say Divrei Shavach l'Kiddush of Shabbos. And they don't mention that you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim to be yotze in the midst of Kiddush on the Raisa level. So it could be that they're assuming that it's only a l'chadchila midaraisa to say Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning it's undeniable, the Gemara says it, that you got to say Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it could be that that's only the chachila midaraisa to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, potentially. A third potential answer relates to the sugi we were just doing, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. If you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, by the way, do we pass the Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah? So daraisa, Mitzvah daraisa, Shrichas Kavanah. We pass Mishul Chanor, Kriya Shema, Sar Kavanah. So if you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. So you need Kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. When you're davening, you're not having Kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that answers the dogma of Rava's Kasha. Heich matzinu yodeinu ragleinu, how do we find ourselves? How can we possibly be motzi our wives in Kiddush? We were already yotzei in shul. Were you trying to be yotzei in shul? You weren't trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. You were just trying to daven marv. So if you don't have any Kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, and you're fine. You're still chayav midaraisa.
The bracha in
Marv,
like
Mekadesh
Shabbos, like saying, like,
oh,
your
Kavanah
is to be
Mekadesh
Shabbos.
Very good. Very good. So Yitzi and Rosh Hashanah both say that, come on, what does that mean? You're not having Kavanah to be Yotzei. You don't have to have Kavanah to check a box in Shemayim. You're having Kavanah for the Tachlis HaMitzvah, for exactly what the Mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to say Divrei Shavach and Kiddush of Shabbos. And guess what you're doing in davening? Hopefully with Kavanah, saying Divrei Shavach and Kiddush of Shabbos. So you're having Kavanah. Don't tell me. You're having Kavanah to be Mekadei Shabbos, but not to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush of Shabbos. That is the mitzvah. It's to be Mekadei Shabbos. You can't split hairs like that. You can't say that I'm having Kavanah to say Divrei Shavach and Kiddush of Shabbos. And that's my kavanah to highlight Shabbos and talk great things about Shabbos, but not to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. That is the definition of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the whole mitzvah. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So where does that leave us then? So Dagum Ravava still can't find his arms and legs, right? What are we going to do? We need him to right. We need to make sure he's got all Ramach Yivarim. So. If you look at, and Rabbi Akiva Eger points this out, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that if you look at that Rush, did the Rush really say women are not included in Arvas? The Rush had a kasha, let's remember what the Rush's kasha was. How come if women are only chayiv if we make the assumption that women are only chayiv in Birchas Hamazon midrabanan, they cannot be motzi men or chayiv d'oraisa. Yet a man who only ate a kazayis could be motzi a man who ate kidei sviya. Right? That was his difficulty. That was the Rosh's problem. How did the Rosh resolve the problem? That since women are not in prison, not in Torah, they don't have a chelik ba'aretz, they're not bechlal ha arvus. I think there's a critical letter there. The Dogma Vava, Dogma Vava says, the Rosh writes women are not bechlal arvus. It's not what the Rosh said. Look at the Rosh. He says they're not bechlal ha arvus. What's ha arvus? The arvus for this mitzvah. For this mitzvah. What do I mean the arvus for this mitzvah? Since they're not chayiv in benching, they're not going to be chayiv in the arvus for benching. No, that's very mistaken. If they don't have to bench, they're not responsible to make sure other people bench. They're not included in the arvus for benching. But a mitzvah that they're actually chayiv in, of course they're going to be included in the arvus. So how can a man be motzi his wife in kiddush? Aye, women are not included in arvus. I'm a stomach, it's a two-way street. Women are included in arvus for kiddush because they're chayiv midoraisa in kiddush. They're only not included in ha-arvus. Right, it's so pashut once Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it, right? It's right there. It's black and white. No? No? Everyone makes these marish alamos. The Dagon Ravava shook up the whole world and cut off everyone's limbs and we're all stuck. It's so pashut, no? So there must be, Dagon Ravava knew how to learn, right? So there must be something here. What was he assuming? He was assuming something. He was assuming that if you're included in Arvus, it's a package deal. You're included in Arvus for everything. And if you're not included in Arvus, you're not included in Arvus for anything. Meaning, Arvus is not a mitzvah by mitzvah proposition. Arvus is a broad concept that applies to all mitzvahs. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Eiger is assuming that it's more of a mitzvah by mitzvah proposition. So it could be. So now you tell me, how do you put the lambdas in? What's the nukudas on the chlokas between the dogma of Avin and the Kiveya? Is that what you're about to do? Come on, that's what you should be about to do. What was your question?
I couldn't defend the dogma of Avin and the Rosh, because I would imagine that the dogma of Avin's reading of the Rosh was Rosh stopped and redefined in Ari the middle. Sha'ari ha huba ram ba olav la hasilon mina avon ba lifter on hanu la mitzvos. So if he was talking just about benching, and he sort of just said lifter on some, that's what we're talking about in this case. The Rosh came to redefine Arvus and then says, Aval Isha Eina Bechlal Ha'Arvus. So after stopping to redefine what Arvus is in general, and then saying Isha Isn't Bechlal Ha'Arvus.
So you're telling me how it's possible to read the Rosh like the Dagon Ravava, which is fine, but why would you want to read it that way?
Well, to defend the Dagon Ravava.
No, why would the Dagon Ravava want it? He had to read the Rosh too. I mean, you're telling me how it's possible to read the Rosh that the Dagon Ravava is not like off the reservation. But why would the Dagon Ravava read it that way? What did he have in his mind that forced him to read it that way? So it's I would think, what were the Chakiras we said at the beginning? Is Arvus like a general concept or is it a prat within each mitzvah? I will now suggest that's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and the Dagon Ravava. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that Arvus is a prat within each mitzvah. So if I'm not included in the mitzvah, then I'm not included in the Arvus of the mitzvah. Meaning, is Arvus a principle that is klali or prati? Right? Is Arvus something that is a broad principle, or is it something that's detailed, or very similar to the Chakira about what famous Avera? Lifnei Iver, right? Lifnei Iver lo sitin mechshol. Is it that Lifnei Iver is a detail within each Avera? Or no, it's a general Israel. Lifnei Iver, not to be machshol other people. Nafkamina by Lifnei Iver is, let's say, I'm machshol someone to commit Avodah Zarah. Is it Yehorik Val Yavar not to be machshel someone to commit Avodah Zarah? So if it's a detail within Avodah Zarah, within that particular mitzvah, then that's Yehorik Val Yavar also. But if it's not, it's just a general issue of the flavor. So then it would not be. There are other nafkaminas also, but that's the famous, if you ever need a quick chabura on the flavor, that's probably what you'll talk about, right? Whether the flavor is klali or prati. What?
It's a hiddur mitzvah.
What do you mean? A hiddur mitzvah is it in the middle? Good. So over here also, the din of arvos, is it a din klali or is it a din prati? And that might be the machlokas between Rabbi Kiveger and the Dagum Rav Ava. And in fact, Rav Asher Weiss writes this in Minchas Asher and Devarim Siman Nun Beis. He says, Yesh la'ayin begeder ha'arvus, ma'avi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, just like there's a mitzvah of tochecha, there's a chovas ha'arvus. O shema ein arvus geder b'fnei atzma, ele me'ein anaf, usnif, l'kol mitzvah v'mitzvah. Kilu chelek michalkei ha'mitzvah, l'sayei al-cherim, l'kai mivimno, me'am lavra al-mitzvah sa'torah. That part of your responsibility to mitzvah is to help out other people do the mitzvah. So Dagum Vav would say it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and Rav Kiveger would say it's a detail within the mitzvah. Then Rav Asher Weiss writes, we're running out of time. Rav Asher Weiss writes that yesh la'ayin b'yisoradin, the af al pishe yotze motzi mishum arvus, ha'im gidro da'al yidei ha'arvus nechshav ki'ilu adayin hu mechuyav. Do we say that with Arvus, it's as if, even though I did the mitzvah, since someone else didn't do it, it's as if I'm still chayiv, v'lo yotze yidei chavasa, I didn't yet fulfill my chiyuv. D'masha chaveiro mechuyiv, havelei kilu hu atzmo mechuyiv, da arevim kol yisol zelazeh. The fact that someone, the yenim, is chayiv, makes it that I'm chayiv, because I'm responsible for him. O shema, ein tzarech l'gader Arvus, el kadei, shlo ye diburo dibor, Shal Rishos, Ela Shal Mitzvah. No, what Arvus does is it makes that when I read the Megillah, it's considered a Kriya Shal Mitzvah. Not that I'm still Mechuyiv B'davar, when I blow the shofar, it's a Tkiya Shal Mitzvah. But not that I'm still Mechuyiv B'davar. So says Rav Asher Weiss, Ve'efshar Shenechleku B'kach Gedolei Hadoros. Rav Asher always talks about how there's Gedolei Hador and there are Gedolei Hadoros. Like Gedolei Hador, like the people in our generation, they're the Gedolei. Gedolei Hadoros are the all-time greats, you know, like there are all-stars, and then like the NBA, like in the 50-year anniversary, they had like the all-time all-stars. So he says, this is a machlokes Gedolei Hadoros. Who? Not Rabbi Kiveger and Dagum Vava, Rabbi Kiveger and the Chikrei Lev. Why? Because the Gemara in Brach says that if women are chayim brach samaz min haTorah, then they can be motzi men. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, still, how could they be motzi men, at least in the parts of Birch Samazin that are bris and Torah, that they're not included in, that they're clearly not part of bris and Torah? Like Tosa says, that's why we would assume women would be part of Birch Samazin. So even if Yod women are chayim Birch Samazin and Torah, how could they be motzi men in the parts that are bris and Torah? So Rav Kiveger writes that in Echnami, the men would have to add in bris and Torah in Birch Sa'aretz on their own, and women would not be able to motzi them in that part. Whoa, it takes a lot of the teeth out of the Gemara. Right, we said if women are chayiv in birchas hamazon min haTorah, then they can be motzi men. Says Rav Kiveger, mostly, but you know, the men will still have to add in a few themes that women can't do. But it could be that it's enough that women are chayiv in birchas hamazon in order to be motzi men, even in the parts that they're not chayiv in. And that's what the Chikrei Lev writes. That the men don't have to add in bris and Torah. As once you make a woman a mechuyav b'davar, she could be motzi the man in all the parts of birch sabazim. Why? What are they arguing about? So says Rav Asher Weiss, this is exactly what they're arguing about. That if arvus is a detail within each and every mitzvah, so how does it go? That if you say that al yedei arvus, it's a dibur shel mitzvah, it just makes it a dibur shel mitzvah, it could be that whatever you're not a bar chiyuva in, the ikra din, it's not going to be a dibur shel mitzvah. That's Rav Kiveger. But if you say arvus doesn't just make it a dibur shel mitzvah, it makes you mechuyav b'davar. So then she's a mechuyav b'davar, being motzi, and someone else is mechuyav b'davar. Actually, on the machlokas Rav Kiveger and Dagum Vava, the Mishra Brura passes like Rav Kiveger, that there is arvus b'nashim. Right? That we do assume that there is arvus b'nashim.
When Dagum Rav Ava says this, does that mean regards to women with men only? But like, what about women with like avadim? Like, does arvus apply with like women avadim and women?
According to Dagum Rav Ava, they're not including the concept of arvus.
It's at all. It's not just between men and women.
Yeah, I think so.
Does the chiyuv eventually include making a zibur?
Probably.
Don't we say that we don't really say the shos?
No, no, okay. Women in Zimun is a much bigger sugya. What? It's a chapter in my sefer, in the second sefer. There's your homework. Yeah, that if you assume that all it does is it turns into a deeper shal mitzvah, so only the part that you're chayivin becomes a deeper shal mitzvah, but the part that you're not chayivin doesn't become a deeper shal mitzvah. But if you assume that it just makes you a mechuyiv b'davar, that you become a bar chiyuv because someone else doesn't have it, so as long as I'm mechuyiv b'davar in this mitzvah, so the arvus is going to make me mechuyiv b'davar in the whole thing.
Even if I couldn't be a
mechuyiv
b'davar normally?
Right. No, I am mechuyiv b'davar. This is the tzad that women are chayiv b'ksavas min ha'tor. It's just that there are elements that aren't shayach to them. There are still things that I want to discuss. So tomorrow we're not having guest shiur. Tomorrow I'm saying regular shiur tomorrow. We are having Rav David Cohen and Rav Reuven, but that's later in the day. I don't know if we should cut parts of afternoon seder. I feel bad we're taking away the break. Whatever, you guys can figure that out. What? Whatever. Assuming I'm saying shiur tomorrow, we should still discuss whether arvus applies to things that are only mitzvahs midrabanan to begin with, which it seems like an open and shut Gemara, but yet it's still a big machlokas. We should also discuss arvus when it comes to birchas hananim, which is a very relevant topic. And an offshoot of that is by the brach of Shachianu. And then I guess probably on Friday, and also Cherish. I want to talk about Cherish a little bit also. Okay, so we have a lot to do tomorrow, and then Be'ez Hashem on Friday, maybe we'll talk about Chinuch of Ketanim and Brachos, and then like I said, on Sunday, B'li Neder, we will start the fourth parak of Masechet Shoshana. Okay, great day, everybody.